This is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts. Ukraine's president has posted a video showing what he said was a Russian missile hitting an apartment building in the southeastern city of Zaporizhia, killing at least one person after Moscow's forces launched exploding drones before dawn. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The video posted by Volodymyr Zelensky to Telegram appeared to be from CCTV cameras that captured the moment a missile hit the nine-story residential block by a busy road. Ukrainian media has showed charred apartments with flames billowing from some of them. Zaporizhia's city council secretary says two children were among the wounded, adding that a few dozen people have needed hospital treatment, with some in critical condition. Zelensky again appealed for countries to increase pressure on the Kremlin to give up its invasion of Ukraine. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
President Zelensky visited military positions in the eastern Donetsk region and awarded medals to the defenders of Bakhmut, a devastated city that has become a symbol of the Ukraine's dogged resistance. Addressing the soldiers, Zelensky thanked them for protecting the state, sovereignty, and the east of Ukraine. He said the main thing is that this war is won and that we will rebuild everything after that. Fierce battles continue in the eastern Donetsk region where Russia is straining to encircle the city of Bakhmut in the face of persistent Ukrainian defense. The U.S. will speed up its delivery of Abrams tanks to Ukraine after months of Ukraine pressing for the heavily armored and armed tanks. The Pentagon announced in January it would send a newer variant of